It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's 11 trivia questions on Beavis and Butthead, written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and you're getting a double dose of Buds Brothers today because my brother Scott wrote all the questions you're going to answer on today's episode. We have a round on Beavis and Butthead, the classic show from MTV, created by Mike Judge, who also created stuff like Office Space and Idiocracy and Silicon Valley. So if you like those shows, if you like Beavis and Butthead, you're in the right place. This will be a quick one. We just have 11 questions for you, and you can play along however you see fit. You can write down the answers. You can check your scores. You can yell out the answers. You can pause it and play along with a partner on a road trip, which is what I hear a lot of people like to do. Somebody told me that they binged like 3-4 hours worth of the show. And another listener just wrote me and said, hey, I can only hear the last 300 episodes or so on the Apple Podcasts app. Is there any way to find the old episodes? And you can always find all the episodes with no paywall of any kind at triviawithbuds.libsyn.com, or rather libsyn.com, libsyn.triviawithbuds.com. Is that what it is? libsyn.triviawithbuds.com. I think that's what it is. And that is like my host. I use Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, for all my hosting, and everything's on there, and you can find it in the show notes to every episode, but you can search any topic in the search bar on that page, and there are certain other podcast listening apps, stuff like Stitcher and Google Play. I don't know what they limit their episode total to, but Apple Podcasts does limit it to 300 of the last episodes, the last 300 episodes, really. So since we do the show every day, that only brings you back about a year, but the show's been around for almost 3 years. So you can go back a little bit further and find all kinds of cool stuff to listen to all the way from 2017 or so. And again, just if there's something you're looking for, just you can always Google search it too. You can Google search Trivia with Buds, Marty McFly, and you should find a nice Back to the Future episode. But if you're looking for something specific, that would be the best way to do it. And if you just want more episodes in general, try a different podcast app. I know that's a pain in the butt if you always listen to everything on Apple, but that's just my quick workaround because they limit it to 300. So I did want to just share that info. Had a real fun day yesterday doing a bunch of Disney stuff over at Disneyland with my kids for our birthdays in November. We were there from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., the longest I've been at Disney in quite some time. Got to walk around Galaxy's Edge, which was very cool. My quick review of Galaxy's Edge would be that there was not a ton of stuff to do, but there's lots of stuff to look at, and it looks awesome, and pictures are great, but there's not a ton of like activities and things to do there. Just a couple of restaurants and one ride, which was fun, but not one of my favorite rides at Disneyland. So that's my quick review. But the whole experience at Disneyland was fantastic. We had a great time. We did California Adventure. We did Disneyland. And we used to be season park pass holders, but then we were paying off all that debt. So we have not gone in over a year since the kids' last birthdays. So this was a fun, fun time. But that is why there are two episodes going up today. I missed putting one up yesterday. Did not prepare in advance as I should have. So if you're looking for more trivia today, get ready for an episode later on Star Wars movies. So if you like Star Wars movies and you're watching them all on Disney Plus, this might be a fun episode for you coming up in just a few hours. All right, we're going to jump into this episode on Beavis and Butthead, written by my brother Scott. And we'll have some fun with this one. Here we go. All right, diving into Beavis and Butthead trivia, let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. Question number one, what two bands are on the shirts of both Beavis and Butthead? Question number one, what bands are on their shirts on Beavis and Butthead? Question number one. Question number two. This guy routinely kicks the crap out of Beavis and Butthead, but the boys still think he's cool. What is his name? Number two. This guy routinely kicks the crap out of Beavis and Butthead, but the boys still think he's cool. What is his name? Number two. Question number three. What's the name of the older gentleman who occasionally hires Beavis and Butthead to do odd jobs for him? Number three. What's the name of the older gentleman who occasionally hires Beavis and Butthead to do odd jobs for him? Number three. Question number four. What's the name of the hot-headed coach at their school? Number four. What's the name of the hot-headed coach at Beavis and Butthead's school? Number four. Question number five. What is the name of the character that Beavis becomes if he eats too much sugar? Question number five. What character does Beavis become if he eats too much sugar? Number five. Question number six. What is the name of the super stressed out principal at their school? Number six. What is the name of the super stressed out principal at their school? Number six. Question number seven. What symbol does their hippie teacher, Mr. Van Driesen, wear on his shirt? Number seven. What symbol does the hippie teacher, Mr. Van Driesen, wear on his shirt? Number seven. Question number eight. There's a character named Stuart. What band is on Stuart's shirt? Question number eight. There's a character named Stuart. What band appears on Stuart's shirt? Question number nine. All references to this were immediately removed after the show was blamed for a death. What were we talking about here? What did they remove from the show in terms of references? Immediately removed after the show was blamed for a death. Number nine. Question number 10. It was reported that Johnny Depp and this iconic actor used to watch this show and imitate Beavis and Butthead on the set of 1994's Don Juan DeMarco. Who did that with Johnny Depp? Number 10. It was reported that Johnny Depp and what iconic actor used to watch this show and imitate Beavis and Butthead on the set of 1994's Don Juan DeMarco. And your bonus question, number 11, for 2 points, what was the full title and release year of Beavis and Butthead's movie? They had a theatrical movie. Number 11, what was the name of the movie and what year did it come out? Those are all your questions for today's 11 question quiz on Beavis and Butthead. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. And no, I'm not going to impersonate the laugh. We're back with the answers to Beavis and Butthead trivia. Let's see what you did. Number one, what two bands are on the shirts of Beavis and Butthead? Looking for AC/DC for Butthead and Metallica for Beavis. Metallica and AC/DC were the shirt band names. Number two, this guy routinely kicks the crap out of Beavis and Butthead, but the boys still think he's cool. What's his name? His name is Todd. Sounds like a bully, right? Todd, T-O-D-D. Bunch of bullies named Todd out there. Maybe you're a bully named Todd listening to the show. Hey. Lay off Beavis and Butthead. Number three, this older gentleman occasionally hires Beavis and Butthead to do odd jobs for him. That's Mr. Anderson. I believe that is the character that was inspiration for King of the Hill's Hank Hill, if I'm not mistaken. Number three. Number four, what's the name of the hot-headed coach at their school? Mr. Buzzcut. Classic gym teacher name there, Mr. Buzzcut. My gym teachers growing up were mostly balding, but they were very similar in tone, some of them. Number five, what character does Beavis become if he eats too much sugar? I think this happens to all of us. The Great Cornholio, right? You pound a Red Bull and then you get a little nuts. You pull your shirt over your head and you need TP for your bunghole. Number five. Number six, what is the name of the super stressed out principal? Mr. McVicker. Mr. McVicker. Number seven, what does the hippie teacher, Mr. Van Driesen, wear as a symbol on his shirt? A peace sign. Peace sign. Number eight, what band does their friend Stuart wear on his shirt, Winger, another 80s band there, Winger. And number nine, all references to this were immediately removed on the show after it was blamed for a death. Any fire or arson related references, number nine. Number 10, it was reported that Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando used to imitate the characters on the show on the set of Don Juan DeMarco, Marlon Brando, the late great. And number 11, for a 2-point bonus, what was the full name of the movie Beavis and Butthead released in theaters, and what year did it come out? That was Beavis and Butthead Do America, 1996. Beavis and Butthead Do America from 96. Special thanks to my friend Brian Salyer for picking that topic on his Patreon spreadsheet, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you donate $5 or more, you get to pick a topic we do on this show every single month. And there's a big spreadsheet that's ongoing. So thank you, Brian, for the great topic choice. And thank you, Scott Buds, for writing those questions. That is it for today's episode, guys. But before we leave, don't forget about the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What company used the brand and slogan Live Better? What company uses, rather, the brand and slogan Live Better? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Barney Fife. And your trivia team name of today is Missy Elliott Gould. Missy Elliott and Elliott Gould for a super answer, Missy Elliott Gould. And if you like before and after type answers just like that team name, we have one coming in a couple of days from Luke McKay, 16 questions on before and after trivia, so be on the lookout for that. And later today, Star Wars movie trivia and a special birthday shout out to one of my very cool listeners. We'll be right back with more trivia in a few hours, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.